In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
You may be seated.
Well, it's good to be back. It's good to be back. I could tell you lots of vacation stories, but that wouldn't really be a good sermon. But I have one I'll share with you in a little bit. But I do want to say, you know the thing I miss the most about Sheridan, besides you? You're number one. You know what I miss the most, what I miss number two? Parking. Do you know how hard it is to park in big cities? It's unbelievable. It's like half your day you spend time trying to find parking spots. And so we were talking about to some of the people over there, you know, where we live, you can park for free everywhere. And they were looking at me like I was telling them stories of like this fabled land. Like, tell me more about this free parking place. What's it like? There's no meters? You're serious? Those places exist? Yes, there are. It's true. So it's good to be back. It's good to be with you. It was good to have the parking of Sheridan. You take it for granted. Take it for granted. This is Pentecost Day. It's an important day in the church. It's a day that the Holy Spirit is given to the disciples and those who are gathered in the room, the believers. It's hard to just sum it up in a little bit of time what it means. Really, a lot of our faith is living out what this day means. So I can't do it justice, but I want to say three things about the church, because today's the beginning of the church. So three things about the church on this day of Pentecost as we're gathered together as a church. Three things about the church on the day of Pentecost. And the first is, the church is where the presence of God is. Now, you know I don't mean the building, although the building can be a holy space. But you know I mean the people. And this is really a crazy idea in the New Testament. It's a crazy idea if you're a Jewish person, if you're somebody living at that time, that where God is isn't in a space. It's in a community. This is an incredible thing that we see on the day of Pentecost. In the Old Testament, we see God, he lives in the temple, right? The Jewish people understand that the temple is his footstool, where his feet touch the earth, they say. It's a really poetic way of talking about the temple as a sacred space. And Jesus goes one further. He says, when he's walking, I'm the space. Where my feet are is where God's presence is. And on Pentecost, we see something different. The Holy Spirit comes and makes the disciples and those who are gathered the place where God is. The believers now are the place, the community of believers is where God's presence is. This is amazing. For them to think about that, it's an amazing thing to say, this is where God wants to be present. Not in stone buildings, but in, as Peter calls it, a temple made with living stones, flesh and blood. It's really a nice way to put it, a neat image. So Pentecost changes that. From this day forward, from Pentecost forward to now, until Jesus returns, where the presence of God will be on earth is where his people are gathered. Anywhere his people are gathered. Now I'm sure that the apostles were wise in the Spirit in many ways, but they had no idea that a place called Sheridan, Wyoming would exist 2,000 years down the road. But God did. And he's here because his people are here gathered. Anywhere in the world, God's people gather is where he is. So that's an incredible thing. The church is born. The people of God are born this day because God gives the Spirit to the community of believers. And the second thing is, the church is where God's power is. Now, these two go together, so stay with me here. The reason that God's present in the community of believers is because the Spirit gives each of us a piece of the puzzle. A little bit. No one has it all. Despite what you may think of yourselves, or I may think of myself, no one has it all. The Spirit gives each of us a little bit. That's what Paul was talking about in his reading today, that Christina read. Some have this, some have that. Some have this gift, some have that gift. God's up to something. It's kind of sneaky on his part. The reason no one has it all is because he wants us to need each other. He wants us to be in community. He doesn't want us to isolate. He wants us to come together so that the things I lack, you have. And the things you might lack, I have. And with all the people in this room, when we come together, we make up for all the things we lack. And strength is added to strength. So where God's power is in the community. It's why his presence is there too. God is clear. He's working through community here. This is what he wants to do. The church is born on this day. It's going to be the place where my presence is, and it's going to be the place where my power is. And the church is also going to be, the third thing I want to say, the church is also going to be the body that continues his work. So Jesus gives us his job. Now, I tend to look at it this way, because I'm Sicilian, and you know that about me. And so I tend to think the church just inherits the family business. You know, Jesus runs the family business for his dad, and then when Jesus leaves, he gives us the family business. And the family business is bringing the family back together. It's the family business. It's bringing the family back together. That's God's heart. We see it on Pentecost, that first moments of the church. You know, there's a reason. We don't just do it because we like to mess with the lay readers. We give them all those names to read on Pentecost. I mean, that is a side, something that happens on the side. But it's important in that reading because we see from the very first moments that the Spirit is given, it's given with a mindset far beyond how the Israelites thought. The Israelites just thought, you know, us, our tribe, our people, our community, our town, our land. And God is just blowing the doors right off that on Pentecost. Look at the people who hear the good news. You know, we have ethnicities all over, people groups all over, very different from one another. And they all hear it. And Peter ends his speech with, "And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord, everyone will be saved. Not just my people. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." So the family business that we see happening, that Jesus gives us, is simply that, bringing the family back together. God's giving us the Spirit to be his sons and daughters so that he could have his family back together. That's the end of all this. That's the end of all this. Relationship with our Father and with each other. Restored. That's the goal. That's the family business. Now, I told you I had one vacation story I would share. So here it is. We were in Vancouver. Has anybody been to Vancouver? It's okay if you haven't. Oh, a couple hands. All right, good. It's a beautiful city. Beautiful city. And they have in Vancouver this park, this green space called Stanley Park. And it's gorgeous. It's a gorgeous, right on the Pacific Ocean. It's this just huge park on the ocean. And Vancouver is a very diverse city, lots of different ethnicities there, a lot of people from all over the world. It's a very, very diverse city. So we noticed right away, they had a huge playground. So of course, that was like a magnet for Rosie, you know, playground, slides, swings. That's where I'm headed. So we go over there, and within a matter of minutes, with no effort, no prompting, kids start playing together. And it was neat to see with how diverse the city was, that there was a girl that started playing with Rosie, and her parents were Arab. I mean, we didn't ask where you're from, but you could tell. And then two twin girls came over, and they were from Sweden. And a boy came over, he was from China. And all these people started coming over, but all the kids, like, they didn't care. They just wanted to play together. Because you know how kids are. They don't have all the baggage that we have. They don't bring all the stuff we bring into it. They just wanted to play together. And I just had this, looking at this, I had this moment. I said, what a cool moment this is. If we could only be like this. You know, this is what Jesus said, faith like little children. If we could only be like this as adults. You know, and not bring all the stuff we bring into it. What a cool moment. And it's those little moments that give you hope for humanity, I guess. But I was thinking about that with Pentecost and thinking about how God must feel when he sees those times. That's what he wants, right? This is what he wants. God wants the family. The Father wants the family back together. No fighting, no wars. And the Spirit is the beginning of that movement. So that we would have an allegiance above being Medes and Persians and Jews and Greeks and Arabs and Cretans like we read today, or Americans or Middle Easterners or wherever we're from, we would have an allegiance above that, being sons and daughters of our Father in heaven. And that would unite us as family. And that's what the Spirit's doing. That's the end of what the work is. The church isn't about, you know, controlling the world or building up land. For God, the church is about reconciliation with Him and with each other. And that's the family business we get at Pentecost. So I would just encourage us to think about what we already are today. Not work harder and be this. I want you to think about what you already are as a son and daughter of your Father in heaven, what that means. What that means is you're part of His plan to bring the world back together, to bring the children back together. You're part of His power in this world. Your gifts are part of how God wants to work to bring that about. And you are part of bringing His presence, making His presence real in this world. Those are things you already are. You don't have to work for them. He gave you that when He gave you the Spirit. So I would just encourage you to think about that. How amazing it is what you are already and what God's giving you. The privilege of being in the family business, so to speak. And how much the world needs it. How much the world needs it. In our community, every community, how much the world needs our business. And how incredible it is that He gave it to us through the Spirit. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.